And welcome back to Cool Science Radio. We're just speaking with Scott Thorogood, Chairman and CEO of NanoVision. Now also up from the Future in Review Conference, I had a conversation with Denise Heyman-Loa, who's the CEO of Kari. Kari is a social platform built for and around communities. Kari meets the needs of many types of communities, including nonprofits, education, clubs, businesses, and member groups. Here is that taped interview from the Future in Review Conference. Joining me now, Denise Heyman-Loa, who is the CEO for Kari. The acronym is C-A-R-I-I. Welcome to Cool Science Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Tell us about your company.
Yeah, so what we've developed is a full community social networking platform that's completely branded and bespoke, so that it's a private experience for members and constituents of organizations.
Okay. I'm here in Park City. Let's say I get a job in Phoenix, and I don't know anybody in Phoenix, so I would use Kari. Kari would, and I downloaded your app and took a look at it already, so it gives me choices if I want to put what my interests are so that I could find people that I share an interest with, and be able to meet people and to be able to, I guess I could also sell my products and things like that. Is it building it for a social network? Is it building it so that you can do more business, or is it both?
It's really a social network for businesses and nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
So while it can be used by individuals, it's most focused on the organizations and all the people associated with them. So,
okay.
For example, if NPR was to become a client, and we did talk to WHYY about that several years ago.
Oh, good.
If NPR was to become a client, then NPR could have real engagement in a social, private social network that was owned by NPR, because the data is owned by our clients, for audience members, for sponsors, for experts, for thought leaders, for presenters, for all of the members of the radio station itself, could all be in the same ecosystem, but have their own separate communities and their own separate experience.
Okay.
So for the audience, the experience is different than it would be for a partner or a sponsor. And
okay.
A partner and sponsor can have a presence in the ecosystem as well.
I see. So right now you provide your product through an app. It's iOS and Android.
And web. Yes.
So those are the three ways that you distribute your product?
Yes,
okay.
yes, exactly. So it's available globally already, and we have our own hosting environment as well.
Okay. And I think Kari initially was for free, and now you charge for it. I mean, you need a revenue stream.
Right, yeah. Right. So we actually have three product lines. So we have the free premium version, which is the one that you tried out, which anybody can just try and use. And then at the other end, we have our branded private versions, which our clients pay for. They pay a setup fee, and they pay an ongoing licensing and subscription fee. And then they can also place advertising. They can actually make money on the platform, because they could charge membership dues. They can generate advertising by having sponsors place ads. They can sell services on the platform as well. So it becomes a full digital business ecosystem for them. And then in the middle, we've created a new version of the platform, which is a DIY experience builder, so that you can create your own full experience from website all the way through community. And
okay.
And we'll have a different charge for that. It'll be a much more efficient.
So you're one-stop shopping versus going out to fragmented site. I need
That's
a dating site. I need a hangout with these type of people site, you know,
That's exactly right.
Okay.
If you think about today's social media and social communications, they're all very fragmented. So we've got email and Facebook and LinkedIn and Slack and Eventbrite and CrowdRise for fundraising. In our platform, all of those things are integrated, fully integrated in our own version. It's seamless. So it looks like it's a very easy user experience for the end users, but it's also controlled by the site admin and by the organization itself.
Okay.
And everything is, they own their data, they can control all the communications, and they can make sure that it's representing their brand and their organization correctly.
Okay. But back to my hypothetical
Yes.
of me moving to Phoenix, not knowing anybody, LinkedIn, and I'll just take a guess, might have
30 or 40,000 users in Phoenix. Is that an advantage for them? People have to belong to Carry to be able to connect. Is that correct?
Yes, they do. So the example you gave probably isn't the optimal example for how the platform will get used or is being used.
Well, tell us about your customers.
Yeah.
About
how
they use the product.
Yeah. So one of our customers is a company called GoodLink. And GoodLink is matching nonprofits and businesses together for doing for services. So the nonprofits can come to the platform for free. They can get content that's coming in from multiple feeds that's been scrubbed and organized for them. They can have access to experts. They can have access to the partners that are paying advertising dollars to be part of the ecosystem. And they can submit an RFP for certain services that they might want, such as flood insurance, which is my favorite easy example. And no nonprofit feels like spending a lot of time on flood insurance, right? It's not mission focused. But if they need flood insurance, then they can submit an RFP in the system and it automatically matches them to any business that's in the system that has flood insurance.
Okay.
And then they can transact together right there in the platform. So that's an example of a platform, a company that's using the platform for their entire business and all their revenue generation. Another example is another client of ours is the ANA, the Association of National Advertisers. And they're using the platform for their VIP members, the top 1,000 chief marketing officers of the biggest companies in the world. And they wanted a private community for just them that is completely walled off from the world, where they can have real interactions with each other as colleagues and no one else knows and can interfere. So that's another example.
So my hypothetical is not really a good example at all. An individual person moving to a town that he doesn't know anybody, it's more organizations that would get Carry and be able to provide these services and capabilities to its employees, its supply chain,
its audiences, its members, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. We're also working with some initiatives with the UN for the Sustainable Development Goals.
Okay.
So there's a lot of social impact angle to what we're doing. We have a number of nonprofit clients that are using the platform to reach donors, to reach volunteers, to reach members.
Okay. So, and correct me if I'm wrong,
yeah.
The acronym is CARI, C-A-R-I-I, Connect, Align, Reach, Initiate, Integrate?
Yes, that's perfect.
That was in your website.
It's on the website, and it's true. Yes,
okay.
We don't use it.
So that's how
much.
The whole thing started.
The word, and you're right, and I appreciate that you identified that. But the word actually means something in the Indonesian language.
Oh, what's it mean?
It means to seek or to look for in the Indonesian language. So it's quite appropriate.
Okay.
It's quite a good fit. Yeah. We may rebrand at some point, but we'll stick with that for now.
Is this your first time to Park City?
It's my second time to Park City. I was here, I think, 10 or 11 years ago for business, but also for the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, good.
Which I have great memories of.
Yes, exactly.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, I hope you have a really good time at the Future in Review conference this week. There's a lot planned for all of us.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's my first time coming. So.
Denise Heyman-Loa, she is the CEO for CARI, the acronym C-A-R-I-I, and CARI.com?
CARI.com.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining
Thank
us
you.
On Cool Science Radio.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.